The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslacha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied in the Shmat Morozik and Yosef Ben Sarah and Maratze Kenatiya Fabat Sarah. And the Shmat Avraham Ben Esther, Hashem Tinehambing and Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Lehatzlachat Hayale Sava Hagana Yisrael. Omdim Amishmar Arutzenu Vare Eloheinu. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yeten Lahem. Ateret, Nisachon, Shalom, Vechon, Vilede Betav. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Therefore, Ashim Hashem Medina, Sarabat Rachel, Enna Refana Lahem, Lufa the Nefesh, Ufa the Guf, Ufa Tam, Kerabalu, Vechen, Ina Shomar Man. Amen. We begin today's daf, Adaf Pe'amud Bet. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Aval Isha Ahat. First words on the line. We learned in the Mishnah that one lady is allowed to have Yehud with two men. Secluded. What's the logic in that? So we explained because the men are embarrassed of each other. So therefore, if one guy's going to make the avon, he's scared because his friend's going to be in front. They was going to be embarrassed. Therefore, we're not concerned. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela b'kesherim. We're talking about two men that are kesherim. Aval b'perutzim. But if the men themselves are paruts, so they're not embarrassed of each other. Therefore, they'll make the avon. Afilu be'asara namelo. Which means, even if there's 10, but if they're pirutzim, so they're not going to watch each other. On the contrary, all 10 will make the avera. So Gemara says, Hava ma'aseh, there was a story. Vehotzi'ua asara b'mita. 10 pirutzim took a lady out on a stretcher, made believe she was dead. Wow. They took her out, and they went and they committed avera with her. So you see, pirutzim, there's nothing to control them. The only time that we said one lady can be with two men, as long as they are kishirim. Amar Rav Yosef Teda. I'll bring you a proof that when the people are paruts, they don't care. They're not embarrassed of each other. The mehebre be'asara, group of 10 people got together, veganbe kishura, and they stole a beam. Now, a beam of a house is very heavy. You need 10 people, and all of them saw each other, because they had to do it together, and still what? Velo mechsefe ma'adad, and they were not embarrassed of each other. So you see, when you have pirutzim type of people, they're not embarrassed to commit a sin together. Ne'ma misayale, let's bring a ra'ayat to this concept that what? That Kesherim, we're not worried about. Only we're worried about Pirutzim. What's the raya? We know the din of a sota. That's a lady that the husband suspects her for committing znut after she got, she's married, let's say. So then she has to go to the Beit HaMikdash. He takes her up to the Beit HaMikdash to drink. Once already she's under suspicion, the husband's not allowed to go with her. If the husband goes with her, then the waters will not work. The pasuk says, V'nikah ha'ish me'avon. So long as he's clean from sin. What sin? Of going with her in between. So the Mishnah says over there, or the Gemara says in Sota, Mosrin lo shnei tamidei hachamim. On the way up to Jerusalem, he has two tamidei hachamim that escort him. Shem yevo aleha baderech. Maybe she's going to have, he'll have bi'ah. So it seems you need the tamidei hachamim to protect him. So it says tamidei hachamim in. Only tamidei hachamim, because they're considered kesherim. In shed alma, lo. But master, regular two guys, no. Because what? Regular two guys, pirutzim, whatever it is, they're not considered that they're going to be good to protect. They have to be kesherim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Muslim law. It's four lines on the bottom of Rashi. Muslim law, bet din, mi shekina l'ishto, v'nistera, v'hu ma'ale l'ashkota, he's going up to Jerusalem to give her to drink. Muslim law, bet din, shebe'iro, shnet, abidah l'chamim, shema yavo alea baderech. Right? Maybe she's going to be out with her on the road. Sharin ne'isna alav kiditnan. Nitme'ah. Ehad le'ba'al ve'had le'bo'el. She's forbidden to the ba'al and to the bo'el. In ba'aleh shuv en ha'mayim botkim ota. Dichtiv v'nika ish me'avon. Bezman she'ish menuke me'avon ha'mayim botkim et eshto. En ha'ish menuke me'avon. But if he's not clean from sin, en ha'mayim botkim et eshto. V'nimsa shem shamayim nimhag le'batalah. So the fact that it says that, why did they bring tamidei hachamim? What's the reason over there? It sounds like because you have a hashash of yehud. Which means, if you're going to send tamidei hachamim, then there's no problem of yehud. But if you're not going to send Talmidei HaChacham, you send regular guys, so therefore you have a problem of Yichud, that they're going to be with this lady alone. Correct. Because Anashim Pirutzim, it's a problem.
Good, because he says over here, it's forbidden for the husband to be alone. Because the lady's forbidden to the husband. So by putting two Talmidei HaChacham, that takes care of the Yichud. Mashma, that what? Only Talmidei HaChamim. Only Talmidei HaChamim. But if they're regular people, no. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that's not the reason why you need Talmidei HaChamim. Shani Talmidei HaChamim de'ad le'atruye be. You need Talmidei HaChamim because in order for him to be Hayav, after he commits the sin, he needs a warning. Only Talmidei HaChamim know how to deliver a proper warning. So the Talmidei HaChamim has nothing to do with the Yehud issue. The reason why you need Talmidei HaChamim is in order to deliver the proper warning before they commit the Avon. Right? So she says, "Sheim yavo alea in my butkim otam." Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav lo shena ela ba'ir. Oh, this that we said what that a man is not allowed to be alone or that which we said that a lady is allowed to be with two men. That's only talking about ba'ir. As she says, "Damar isha mityachedet im shnei anashim." That's only when they're in the city. Aval baderech. But outside the city, Achiyu Shelosha. You need three. Why? Shema Yitzrik Ahad Mim Nashtin. Because one of them is going to have to go to the bathroom. Now you're left with what? One. Nimsa Ahad Mitjahidim Arva. So therefore, on the road, you always need three. So even if one goes away to the bathroom, you have two left. Neema Misayil, I bring you the ayah from the same proof again. Musrim Lo Shne Tamidi Hachamim. Shema Yabu Alea Baderich. Tre Ve'iyu. We have the two Talmidei HaChamim plus the husband himself. Ha atlata. Oh, so you see, that's why you but they need three. No. Ha atam kiki dineve alea sahadeh. The reason why you need two Talmidei HaChamim is to be witnesses to the ma'aseh if she does it. If he does it with her. So therefore, really that time maybe on the derech two was enough. The reason why you need two Talmidei HaChamim is to be witnesses to the ma'aseh so that they can testify that he was with her. Otherwise, you cannot incriminate him. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah. The reason of the two Talmidei HaChamim is because of Edut. Rav Yehuda havu ka'azle be'urha. They have two rabbis, Rav and Rav Yehuda, they're walking on the road. Hava ka'azla hi iteta kamayu. There was a lady that was in front of them. Amar le Rav and Rav Yehuda, dal kar'ech mekameh gehinnam. Lift your legs in front of gehinnam. Which means, let's run. Let's go ahead of her. We don't want to be alone with Yehud with this lady over here. I mean, run in front of her. We don't want to be alone. Amar le you said that if the people are kishirim, we're assuming that they were kashir. And then what are you saying? Is kishirim is not a problem. Who? What do you think? They're talking about kishirim like us? No. Ela kegon mai, kegon avharinav bar papev haverav. That was a big Talmidei HaChamim. That was a big tzaddikim. Then she says the mitzadok nafkana. We learned stories in Perek Kama. We learned stories with them that they were tested in Arayot and they passed the test. But not talking about us. So therefore, they didn't trust themselves. Amalav, Rav says another halakha. Malkin ala yichud. Okay, malkut nirabbanan. Man is secluded along with a lady. Betin will give him malkut. Ve'en osrin ala yichud. But if let's say an ishit ish was alone with a man, you cannot osed her to the husband. Nor can you say that let's say the children are going to be mamzerim and things like that. No, let's just say like that. You cannot osed her to the husband. You say, oh, they were alone. Now, if she really was with that guy, she's forbidden to the husband. In osrin ala yichud. You don't make isur on the yichud. Good. Amar Rav Asher, lo amran ela biyichud penuya. Rav Asher says, when do you say that you give malkut? That's only when a guy was secluded with a single girl. Aval biyichud de eshet ish, lo. But if a guy makes yichud with eshet, you don't even give malkut. Why? Shelo te motzi la'az al baneha. Because what's going to happen? They're going to start talking about the children. What does it mean? They're going to give malkut. A guy was alone with eshet ish. What are the people going to say? Why are they giving malkut? Must be they really were together. Oh, if they were together, how come they didn't give mitat betin? Because today we don't give mitat betin. So instead of giving mitat betin, they gave malkut. And now the child, they're going to call a mamzer. So therefore, in eshet ish, don't give malkut for yehud, because it might cast dispersions on the child.
You understand? The people are going to say like this.
The child from the real...
The good child.
Right.
They're going to say, a man went alone with an Eshetish. Good. We said Malkin. And Yahud, you give him Malkut. Not an Eshetish. Why? They're going to come, hey, you were alone with an Eshetish. Boom, they start giving them Malkut. What are the people going to say? Really, he probably went with her. And really, they're supposed to die. But today we don't have Mitat Bittin. So they gave Malkut instead. Oh, now what's going to happen? She's going to have a kid shortly thereafter, or whatever. And they're going to start saying, oh, these are Mamzerim. Eshetish went with another guy and had a kid. Mamzerim. You don't want to cast the spurs on the kids, so they don't even give Malkut. Morzutra Malke Umachriz. Morzutra is a different derech. He would give Malkut and announce, Rabotai, this Malkut was for the Yahud. Not that they did anything. So he would announce it so there would not be a problem for the children. Amalei Rav Nachman Mefarhatya. Rav Nachman from a place called Parhatya, Lerav Asher. Morna me lilkev lechriz. He told him, why don't you say, give Malkut and make an announcement? Why did you say that you don't give Malkut for Eshetish? Give Malkut. Amalei Ika Deshama Beha Velo Shama Beha. Yeah, I'm worried that the people are going to hear half the story, they're not going to hear the other half of the story. They're going to hear that what? That you gave Malkut for a Pinuya. And they're not going to hear the Hakraza. But they're not going to hear the announcement that what? That it was for Yehuda, not for something else. So therefore, I'm concerned that the people are not going to hear the full story. Correct. They're going to hear this and they're not going to hear that. Right, they're going to hear that. This guy's going to hear that they got Malkut. And this one's going to hear that it was because of... They're going to hear the story, therefore I'm worried. Hakhlazah doesn't always solve the issue. Correct. Not everybody hears the whole story. Okay. Amar Rav. Malkin al lo toba hashimu'ah. You have a guy, the rumors on him, that he's committing piritzu, doing stuff that's, you know, not good. You know, with these type of things over here, alo tova shemuana. She says, "Mishi yotze kol alav shu over averot." Stam, shu over averot. Malkin oto de lo tova shvua lavu. It's a lav. Where's it a lav? Bad reputation. Tichtiv bebnei Eli. When Eli chastises children, he tells his children, "Al banai, don't my children." His children were doing, there was rumors on his children, so he chastised them. Al banai, lav yeshkan alo tova shibua. From there you see why it's a lav. Don't put yourself in the chashad of the people. So therefore, if a person has rumors on him that he's committing avero, Betin has a right to give him malkut. Shene emar al banai, ki lo tova shibua. Right? The rumors about you kids are no good, therefore Eli told them, it's asur what you're doing, and therefore he give malkut. Morzutra motiv la afsira al kitve. When Morzutra would run into one of these guys, he would take the leash of the horse. You know, they hit the horse, the reins, and he would put the reins on the shoulder of the one that he was going to be malke. Before he would give him malkut, he would put the reins on his shoulders. Umakre le, and he would tell the guy al banai. He would quote that pasuk that Eli told his chosen before he would give him malkut. Amar Rava nulo an yehud. That means if the husband's in the town, you don't have to worry about Yehud. Even though she's alone with a man, but she's scared to do anything. Because the husband's in the town, he can come home at any time. Therefore, husband in the town, you have no problem. Amar of Yosef, petach patuach l'reshut rabim, en choshashim mishum Yehud. If let's say you have a door that's open up to the reshut rabim, anybody could walk in. And therefore, we're not worried about a man and a lady alone, because they're scared of what's going to happen. Petach patuach l'reshut rabim. Rabbi Bai ekla lebe Rabbi Yosef. Oh, famous story. Rabbi Bai was by the house of Rabbi Yosef. Batat nechrach refta. They had lunch together, they had bread. Amar lehu shekul darga metute bibai. What happened? Rabbi Yosef went downstairs with his wife. Rabbi Bai slept upstairs. Okay? So they said, shekule darga. Take the ladder and move it away from bibai. Because they don't want Rabbi Bai coming down in the middle of the night over there with the wife of Rabbi Yosef. But the Gemara says, "What are you talking? Rabbi Yosef was there, so there's no Yehud. What do you have to take? It seems there was a ladder, right, connecting the downstairs to the upstairs. So take away the ladder because you have Rabbi Bai over here. What's the problem? The Chavra, there's no Yehud. Ba'ala Ba'ir, but he's right there. Shani Rabbi Bai, this has been there, Bai." it seems he was very close to the wife of Rabbi Yosef for whatever reason. She says, Ba'ale Berit, that's some type of covenant between them. And therefore, Gaisa, they were very comfortable with each other. So even Ba'ala Ba'ir is not going to. So you see, if there's a comfortability between this guy and the wife, then even Ba'ala Ba'ir is not going to help. Amar Rav Kana. Now Rav Kana says another thing. We're talking about a house over there that has two rooms. You have the outside, okay, the outside of the street. Then you have the outer room, and then you have the inner room. There's two rooms. Outer room goes out to the shoot of the beam, then you have a room behind it. So the outer room is called the Chitzonah, the inner room is called the Pinimit. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana, Anashim Mibahutz. You have the man in the outer room, Menashim Mibifnim, and the ladies are in the inner room, En Choshishim Mishum Yehud. You have no problem for Yehud. Why? Because the Chaura, what are you worried about? The men themselves, to leave the house, they just walk out. The ladies, if they want to leave, what's the problem? They're going to have to walk through the front room. So what? A lady's allowed to be alone with 100 men. That's no problem. So there's no Yehud going this way, correct? So therefore, the men don't have to go back. The men, again, so we're talking about the Kishirim, let's say. The men, if they want to leave, they go straight out. The ladies, if they want to leave, what are they going to do? They'll go into the front room.
Right.
So what? A lady's allowed to go into the front room. There's no problem.
Right.
Look at Nashi. Nashi says, Anashim bahut bebayit ha'chitzon. V'nashim bifnimi en choshishim mishum yichud. Why? Sha'chitzonim en lahem derech lifnim. There's no reason to never go inside. V'en ve'ech yitiyached ha'ish echad im anashim. Right? They're not going backwards, they're going forwards. Aval ha'pinimim yesh lahem derech lachutz. They have a way out. And therefore, the opposite. Anashim bifnim, v'nashim bachutz choshishim. Shimei yitzei achad min v'yitachayim anashim. That's right. And that's why the Gemara says, read further. Anashim bifnim, first word line of the Gemara, v'nashim bachutz choshishim mishum yichud. Because what? The men have to get out. How are they going to get out? One man's going to walk into the front room. And what's the lean? What's the deen, I mean? One man with many ladies is asur. That's considered yichud. One man with many ladies. So therefore, if the men are in the back, it is a problem. Comes the Gemara and says, "V'matnitat tana ipcha." Oh, in the bride that says the exact opposite. When the men are in the back, no problem. When the ladies are in the back, yeah, problem. What's the sivara? That she says good sivara. Look at that she ipcha. Anashim bachutz. V'nashim bifnim chosheshim. What are you worried? Shema yikanes ha'echad lifnim. Maybe one of the guys is going to go back. One of the men in the front room is going to cheat. He's going to go to the back room, and his friends are not going to notice. Now you have one guy with many ladies. It's a problem of Yehud. Now, anashim bifnim v'nashim bachutz. Now, if the men are on the inside and the ladies are on the outside, in choshishim shema tichnesi lifnim, I'm not worried that she's going to go back. Right? I'm not worried about that she's going to go back. Oh, ve'im tekanes he lifnim lo echpatan, which means ve'im tekanes he, if she is going to go back, so what's the problem? Lo echpatan de'isha mitchahedet im shnei anashim. Her going back is not a problem, because it's one lady amongst many men. I'm worried about what? Maybe the man in the back is going to go in the front. You know what? He's scared to do anything, because his friends could come right in. The next guy could catch, because they have to go out also. So therefore, he's protected because of the other guys. Again, the guys are in the back, right? So what are you worried about? What, that she's going to go into the back? Let her go in the back. So it's one lady among 100 men, no problem.
Right.
There's no Yehud in that way. The men are scared of each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What are you worried about? Maybe one man, he's got to go out. He's got to go to the front. So it's going to be one man with many ladies. Oh, that's a problem, right? One man with many ladies is a problem. It's not a problem. You know what? Because these guys are protecting him. He's scared to do anything because another guy can walk in at any moment because they got to get out also. So therefore, as she says, in the Yehud, the Mistafeh, he's scared. The Shem Yitzeh Echad Memacharav. Shaledirik Prim Ma'alei Hitzonim. So there's a logic to say that in the case where the men are in the back, it's okay. Mm-hmm. The first Sivara says, no, men in the back is a problem because for sure the men have to go to the front. There's going to be a situation where they're alone. And for some reason, they're not scared about these guys. So if it is Yehud. Second Sivara says, no, in this case, we don't have a problem of Yehud. Either way, whether he goes in front, the men go in the front, no problem, or whether the lady goes in the back, no problem. So therefore, what's the case of Yehud according to the second Shita, where the ladies are in the back and the men are in the front, what am I worried about? That a man might sneak out. This guy will scooch out from the front and go to the back. Right. Nobody's going to notice. Then you have a problem of Yehud. So we have Mahloket. Which way is the problem? To that, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hashta de Amar Avkana Hachi, Vetana Nita Ipka, which is both options are brought down. Ananna Avid Lechumra. We're going to be Mahbir and say what? Both ways are Asud. Never can have whether men are in the front or men in the back, always going to be Asud because you have two Shitot, therefore going to be Mahbir. Now, Abaye, I'm going to tell some stories here. Daire Gulfe. What's Daire Gulfe? Rashi. Gulfe, makum kibutzat anashim v'nashim. Gulfe is a place where men and ladies congregate. Where is that? She gives two examples. Or the drasha, they came to hear a drasha, or the chuppah. So what did he do? He wanted to keep the men separate from the ladies during the chuppah or during the drasha. So hava misadir kankanim shel heretz harbe. He would separate them with earthenware jugs. So if anybody wanted to cross the line, the jugs would make noise. Bing, ding, ding, ding. You'd hear the noise and they would get caught. So he'd make the border out of something that was audible that would get caught. Rabba dayar kana, or kane. He would put reeds, which also make a lot of noise, to separate the men and the women in a derasha or in a chuppah. So if anybody wanted to go to the other side, it would make noise, therefore they'd get caught. Okay, dayar, by the way, is rose. Okay? So one would make it out of reeds, and one would make it out of earthenware. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avin, Avin said, Sakba de Shata, Rigla, the dangerous part of the year, Fa'avira, Sakba de Shata, the most vulnerable part of the year, Fa'avirot, is the Rigil, is the holidays. Oh, the men and the girls, they get together and all this together, so it leads to Avira. Either they're coming to hear the Dirasha, so the men and the women are together, and they start to talk, and so on and so forth. So therefore, that's what she says. They're coming to hear the Dirasha. But still, men and women are together, that's the dangerous part of the year. Hanach Shivuyata. There was a story of some girls that were taken out of captivity. They came to Nahar, they were in captivity, but they got freed. What happened? Askinu lebe Rav Amram Hasida. Oh, they came to the house of Rav Amram Hasida. He's a Hasid. Ashkulu darga mikamayu. That what? He took the ladder from them, which is he put them on top, let's say, on the second floor, and he was on the bottom, and he took the ladder away, just so there would not be a situation of Yehud. Badid kahalfa chadaminayu. Was one of them was passing on the upstairs. Nafam lehora bi'ipuma. It lit up the whole house. She was so beautiful, this girl, that it brought light into the house. So what happened? Rashi says, Nafam lehora bi'ipuma. Nafal or bebayit. Derech pia aliyah. Her face was so shiny. Now Rav Amram Hasida, he saw the girl. Shakla Rav Amram de darga. He took the ladder himself. This was a very heavy ladder. This is a ladder that 10 men couldn't carry. But the Yetzer Hara was so strong on him, he picked up the ladder, he carried it alone, salik ve'azil, and he started to walk up to the second floor. Ve'azil, kimata lepalga darga, when he got halfway up, ifshach rama, which ifshach, He controlled himself and he firmly stood on the step. Ramakala, and he lifted his voice, he raised his voice, he started screaming, Nura be'amram, there's a fire in Avamram's house, there's a fire in Avamram's house. Atura banan, so the rabbis came to see what's going on, and he was caught in the act. They see him in the middle of the ladder walking upstairs to the ladies, and he's screaming, a fire in be'amram. Amru le kaseftinan. How come you're embarrassing us? Now that people are going to see that the Talmidei HaChachamim have yetzer hara like this, that they you cannot trust them, that they're going to go make an avera. Amar lehu mutav tichsefu be'amram be'alma haden ve'lo tichsefu mineh le'alma de'ateh. Better that Amram gets embarrassed in this world, but I shouldn't be embarrassed. He controlled himself. But he knew the only way to control himself is he needed other people to come in, to protect him. So he screamed, fire! I mean, the fire of Gehinnom. So he said, fire. So all the rabbis came in, and now he's protected. Now he's not going to commit to Averah. So remember, you embarrassed us. He says, better I'll embarrass myself in this world and get saved from the Averah, not to commit an Averah, and then in the next world I'll be embarrassed eternally. Ashbe'eh. At that point, he swore to the Yetzer Hara, the impact mine. He told the Yetzer, I want you to leave me. Finished. I don't want any more Yetzer Hara. Nafak mine, and it came out of him. Also, what came out of him? Ki amuda dinura. Like a fire. A ball of fire came out of Rav Amram. Amar le haze da'at nura. Look, your fire, the ana bisra. And I'm only flesh and blood. The ana adifna minnach. That was better than you. I was able to overcome you. The Gemara is telling the story over here to show us that even the great Tamidei Hachamim, they're not immune from this. Like we learned in Gemara Sukkah, Kol Gadol Mechavero, Yitzro Gadol Hemenu. That even the Gedolim, they have a Yetzer Hara himself. And that's why he said this over here. Right, the reason why Rav Amram, he didn't try to be gava, Ben Ish Chai says, to say, oh, I'm made up of flesh and you're made up of fire and I still beat you. He's saying, no, to teach us over here that it's possible for a human being to overcome. That even though the Yetzirah is so strong, you shouldn't think. Every human being has an ability to overcome and nobody should think they're immune. Even Rav Amram Hasida, he could have succumbed to the Averah. Gemara tells a similar story. Rabbi Meir. Haba mitlosis be'ovre avera. Maybe we used to make fun of the people that used to commit sins of arayot. Nah, these guys, they're weak. They can't control themselves. Mitlosis. Yomahad edme le satan ki itita. The satan appeared to him like a girl. Behach gisad in ahara. On the other side of the river. Lo haba mabra. He didn't have a crossing. He didn't have a boat to get across the river. A ferry. How's he going to get across? He wants to go to her. Nakat masra. He held on to the rope. There was like a rope bridge. So he held on to the rope and walked across the slats. A very, you know, rickety bridge across the waters. Veka avar. Ki matapal ga matzra. When he got halfway across the bridge, shafkeh. The Yetzirah left. It left him. Amar. Ilav deka machreze birki'ah. Hezaharu b'Rabbi Meir v'torato. If it was that your Rabbi Meir that they announced in the heavens, be careful of Rabbi Meir and his Torah. Shavite lidmach tarte ma'e. I would turn your yidmach. I would turn you into two pennies. You mean your reputation? I turn into two pennies. I could have caused you to commit a sin. This was the word lidmach. He says lidmach is your life. Yeah, she's Yetzirah. He came after. So in the middle of the thing, he stopped. He thought, by the way, don't laugh anymore. You're laughing at all these people. You could also fall. Right. And therefore, look, if you weren't to be me either, they warned us against you, I could have turned your reputation into two pennies. Comes the Gemara and says, similar story. Rabbi Akiva, mitlotzet, ovrei avera. Rabbi Akiva used to make fun of ovrei avera. Yoma had edmele satan kiteta beresh dikla. Satan made himself like a lady on top of a tree. What happened? Naktel dikla. The kasalik, he climbed up the tree. The azil, ki matale palge the declare when he got up after the tree. Shafke, he left the yetzirah. Amar he left the mechazeh berki ahizaru b'Rabbi Akiva v'torato. Same story. If they didn't announce about you in the shamayim, be careful of Rabbi Akiva and his Torah. Shavite lidmach tarte. I would make your life worth two coins, which is I would ruin your reputation. Tarte ma'e primo, the other rabbi. About agil lememar kol yoma. He was accustomed to say to the Satan, "Gira be'ene de Satan." Let the dagger or the arrow go into the eyes of the Satan. That's how he'd curse the Satan out. The gira be'ene de Satan. Let the dagger go into the eyes of the Satan. Yomahad, one day, ma'ale yomad kippurim. It was Erev Kippur. Idme le ke'anya. The Satan dressed up like an ani. Ata kara ababa, knocked on Plimo's door. Apiko le rifta. So ani Erev Kippur, they sent him out some bread. Amar le yomaki adana, a day like this, kode alma gavai. Everybody's sitting inside the house. Vana abrai? What do you mean? You don't invite me inside the house? Erev Yom Kippur, you give me the bread and you send me on my way? So you're right. Aile, they let him in. V'karibu le'rifta, and they gave him bread, but they didn't let him sit with everybody else. They put him on a separate table. Amar li yomaki ha idana. They like this. Everybody's sitting at the table together. V'ana lechudai, and I should sit alone? At you, they brought him. Utbinu ataka, they brought him to sit at the table with them. They don't know it's the Satan. I think it's a regular poor guy. Hava yativ malan nafshe shehna v'chive. He made himself disgusting in their eyes. He made himself be filled with all pimples and all scabs and things like this to make himself ugly. Ale v'hava ka'abid b'milid d'ma'is. And he was doing things to make himself ma'us to the people that were sitting at the table. Amale, so Timo tells him, Tim Shapir, sit good. Will you stop making us disgusting? Amale, avuli kasa. Give me a cup of wine. Give me some wine. Yavuli kasa. They gave him a cup. Achmar shada be kiho. So what did he do? They gave him a cup, and he phlegmed into the cup itself. Again, doing things that are disgusting. And then what? Naharube, so they screamed at him, what are you doing? Naharube shaka umit. The Satan made himself as if he died. He made himself, he's tricking them. He made himself, he passed out on the floor as if he's dead. Shamu dahavu ka'amre, plimo katal gabra, plimo katal gabra. Then the Satan created an orchestration of an event where in the street, all of a sudden, the voices were being heard, Plimo killed somebody, Plimo killed somebody. Now Plimo was petrified. He doesn't know what's going on here. And Ani comes into his house. All of a sudden, the guy's dead on his floor. He hears rumors outside, Plimo killed somebody. That's all the Satan's engineering. Arag v'tashan nafshe bebet kiseh. So he ran and he hid in the bathroom. Plimo. Azal batre dafal kame. He went and he fell in front of Plimo in the bathroom. He appeared in the bathroom as a dead man. Ki dehazya davam mitzta'ir. When he saw that Plimo was very, very worried, galele nafshe. He revealed himself and said, listen, I'm not an ani, I'm the Satan, and I did this whole thing over here to scare you. He said the Satan to Plimo, what are you saying that for? Why every day do you say, Girabis be'ene Satan. What do you curse me out like that for? Ve'ela hechi ema. What do you want me to say? You're the Satan. What do you want me to say? Amale lema mor. Say Rahmanan nigar be Satan. Let Bore Olam push away the Satan, which means don't curse me directly. Pray for Siyata Nishmaya, that Bore Olam should protect you and should fight away the Satan. But don't curse me directly.
Gemara continues. Rabbi Chiya bar Asher, hava ragil kol idan dehava nafal le'apeh. Anytime Rabbi Chiya bar Asher would make nefilat apayim, and he would make tahanunim, hava amar, he would say, Rahaman yatzilenu miyetzarara. Hashem should save us from the yetzarara. Yoma chad, Shamatinu debitu. His wife heard him saying this, Harahaman, they should be saved from the Yetzirah. Amra, she said, Mechdi, let's see. Hakama shane de parish le minai. So already for some years, he's abstained from me. It seems he was an old man already. Says he's not even with me. Therefore, my ta'ama ka'amarache. So what is he worried? He says, Yetzirah. He hasn't been with me for several years already. So what is he concerned about the Yetzirah? Yoma chada. One day, he was learning in his garden. And she adorned herself. She put on makeup and jewelry. And she kept on walking in front of him as he was learning, back and forth. Amar la manat. So the rabbi says, who are you? Amra ana Haruta. There was a certain zona that lived in the neighborhood. Her name was Haruta. So his wife dressed up that he shouldn't recognize who she is. And she says, my name is Haruta Dehadre Miyuma. I came back from my day, and this is where I ended up. Tava'a. So the rabbi, Rav Chiya bar Asher, solicited her. Fa'avira. Amra le, Aiti ne'ale leha chrumana.
Deresh tzutzita. There's a certain fruit called the romana. It's like a rimon. That's on top of the tree. Go get me that as my payment. And she says, anaf katan shebegoba hadekel. It's a certain branch that's on top of the palm tree, actually. And bring me this, the fruit from over there. Shavar. So it says, kafatz. He jumped. Azal. Atani hala. And he brought it to her. The Gemara doesn't tell us what happened, but it seems that he went with her, but it was really his wife. But he thought it was a zona. Ki atale bete. When he got to his house, hava kashagra de bitu tanura. So his wife was making something in the oven. Salik v'kayati v'gave. He jumped in the oven. Now she says, lehamit et atzmo. He wanted to die. Amra le, my hai. What are you doing? Amar la, achi v'achi ava ma'aseh. He confessed to his wife. He said, this is what happened. I was in the garden. Zona came, and I couldn't control my yetzirara. And I went with her. And therefore, I'm guilty. So it says, Amra le, ana havai. So she says, that was me. Lo ashgahba. He didn't believe her. Adi habala simane. Until she gave him signs to prove that indeed it was her. Amala ana miha l'isura echavne. He says, all right, it was you, but still, my kavana was for isur. Kol yamav shel oto tzaddik haya mit'anne. The rest of his life of the tzaddik, he would fast. And he would mit'anne. Yeah, fast. Ad shemit be'ota mita. Until he actually died of the same death, a fire. Something happened to him that he died in a fire. Like he wanted to jump in the oven. Something, that's what happened to him at the end. Detanya, because we have a braita. Isha hafiram v'ashem yislachla. It says, the husband atones, the husband is mefer the neder of his wife. Because the Torah gives the power of a husband to make hafarat nedarim on his wife's nedarim. So it says, Isha hafiram, the husband was mefer the neder, and Hashem should forgive her. So the Gemara says, Bema katub medaber, be'isha shenadra benazir. She made a neder, nezirut. No, she's not going to have grapes. Veshama ba'ala ve'eferla. The husband heard and made hafarah, but it was unbeknownst to the wife. Ve'hi lo yada'a she'eferla ba'ala, ve'ita shota yayin. And she thought that she was breaking her vow of nezirut. She was drinking wine. U'metame'a lemetim. And what does the pasuk say? Vashem yislach la. Because she had intention to sin, and therefore she needs the kapara. Rabbi Akiva ki ave matel hay pasuka. Hava bache. Rabbi Akiva used to get to this pasuk. He used to cry. He said, Amar, uma mi shenitkaven leechol basar hazir ve'ala biyado basar taleh. And what if a person that intended to eat hazir and came out to be kosher meat, it came out to be sheep. Amra Torah tzidika kapara v'sidika, and still Torah says you need tzidika, because this lady over here, she intended to make a sin, but really the sin wasn't there, because she didn't know how her husband made hafara, and still the Torah says, v'ashem yislach la, mishenetkaven le'echol basar chazir, v'ala biyado basar chazir, alachat kama v'kama, or the more so, if a person intended to eat chazir, and came up chazir, certainly you're going to need kapara. Similarly, you see a similar concept. A person committed an avera. He didn't realize he committed the avera. He thought he wasn't committing an avera. And what? In the end, he did commit the avera. He has to atone for his sin. What's the case? He used to cry when he got to this pasuk. The guy thought he was eating kosher meat. Shuman is kosher fat. The Torah was matir shuman. Be'ala biyado chedev. And by mistake, he realized he ended up eating chedev. And what? Amra Torah velo yada. He didn't know. He thought he was eating shuman. He ended up eating chedev. Be'ashem, he's guilty. V'natzah avuro yastinit kapara. Mishnit kaven lechol chedev. Be'ala biyado chedev. Alachat kama v'kama. Isi ben Yehuda omer. Velo yada v'ashem. On this pasuk says he doesn't know and he's guilty. V'nasa avonu, he has to carry his sin. Al davar ze yidvu kol adavim. All the people that are mitzta'ir on things, they should be mitzta'ir on this subject. When they get to this pasuk, it should cause them to have tzar. Because look, even that they didn't intend to sin, but it turned out that they sinned, they need kapara. Because again, when they intended to sin and they did sin, certainly they're going to need a kapara. Ze davar ze yidvu kol adavim. Zeran continues, mityached adam im mo. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah that started the sugya of Yehud said towards the end of it, "Mityached Adam im immo ve'im bito." That Yehud is, even though Yehud is forbidden with any lady that's forbidden, however, such people the Hakamim were not suspecting that a person is going to go with them, and therefore the Mishnah said it's okay. It's for a person to be mityached with his mother or his daughter. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Ase, mityached Adam im achoto. A person can be make yichud with his sister, right? As she says, lefrakim, not on a permanent basis, lefrakim, intermittently. Aval eno dar tamid biyichud etzla b'bayin. Achoto, not constantly, but it's permissible. Vedar im imo ve'im bito. But he's allowed to live with his mother." Or his daughter. That's she. De lo takif yitzre alayu. The yitzra is not so strong on those type of arayot. De ahanu be anche keres te gedola. De lo magred be kruftam mechi kahlinu venakrinu le'ine. The Gemara tells how the anche keres te gedola prayed for the abolishment of the yitzra. For arayot, because it was so strong. So at least their prayers helped that there shouldn't be a yitzra between a child and his mother, or a father and his daughter, at least it controlled that much. So therefore, a child can be, a boy can be mityached with his mother, and a father can be mityached with his daughter, no problem. So says, Ki amra kamed Shmuel. So when he said this statement in front of Shmuel, Amar, Asur lityached im kol arayot shebatorah. Shmuel said, it's forbidden to have yichud with any of the arayot, va'afilu im behema, even with an animal. Of course, also an animal is asur to be with, and therefore you cannot have yichud with it as well. Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah, mityached adam im immo ve'im bito. Clearly our Mishnah says you can have yichud with your mother or with your daughter. V'yashin imem b'kinu basar, you can even lie next to them with the flesh touching. V'ti yuftad Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, what? You cannot have Yehud with anybody. All arayot are forbidden. What do you mean, Shmuel, you're going against our Mishnah? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar lecha Shmuel, v'leta'amech ha'detanya. What are you going to do? We have a braita. The braita says, Achoto v'chamoto ushar kol arayot shebatorah en mityached emahem ela be'edim. Which means, Achoto, his sister. Or his mother-in-law, these are arayot. Or for that matter, any of the arayot shebat Torah, the only time it's permissible to be alone with them is so long as you have edim that are watching, that protect you. Be'edim in. Shelo be'edim lo. Which is mashma, only with edim is permissible, but without edim, it's going to be asur. Oh, so what's the question according to Shmuel? Because you're asking me a question. You're saying what? That it's permissible to be with your sister. Right? And you said you're allowed to be with your mother. And you're allowed to be with your daughter. But this bright as mashma only with Edim. So forget about you asking me from the Mishnah. You have a problem also. I hold what? All arayot are asut have yichud with. Right? So you ask me a question from our Mishnah. Okay? Our Mishnah is mashma what? Mutar be'immo. Umutar bebito. So Shmuel says, hold it. And according to you that says that it's mutar beimo and mutar bebito, you're okay? What do you do with the braita? The braita is mashma, it's only mutar be'edim. So you also have a problem. Ela, what are you going to say? I have to say, it's machloket tana'im, obviously. Ela, tana'i. Must be, it's a machloket tana'im. Some shito told what? Everything's asur. Afilu behema.
And the other shitot will say, no, that the mother's okay, the daughter's okay. So therefore, you hold like one Tana, I hold like another Tana. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Meir, like we see the Tana, the case of Rabbi Meir, he said, Zaharu bi mipene biti. He told his family, watch me when I'm alone with my daughter. He didn't even trust himself alone with a daughter. So you see what? You see that there's Yehud even by a daughter. That she says, on that story, he says, Le'anshe beto, Zaharu bi liyot immi. That's what he was trying to say. He warned his family, make sure you stay with me, that I don't end up staying alone with my daughter. Amar bitafon, hizaru bi mipne kallati. He also told his family, make sure you don't leave me alone with my daughter-in-law. Because that's also one of the arayot. Ligleg alav oto talmid. So one of the students, he mocked it. Well, they didn't trust himself. The bitafon, he's suspecting he's going to go with his daughter-in-law. Amar bi abhu, mishum rabi hanina ben gamliel, lo ayu yamim mu'atim, ad shenikshal oto talmid. Bahamoto, yeah, he made fun and ended up happening. He ended up going with his mother-in-law. So you see, he shouldn't have made fun and ended up happening to him. Comes the Gemara and says, "Va'afilu im behema," which is even with a behema. Abaye mechlalye mekula dabra. How does that mean? Abaye mechlalye mekula dabra. Rashi, kishaya olech basadeh begirsa. When Abaye would go into the field to meditate, to review his Mishnayot, he would make sure there was no animals in the field with him, because he did not want to make Yehud even with a Behema. Davar acher, she'eru maniyah liyot ro'eh, v'abehemot b'sadeh echad. He didn't let the shepherd be in the same field alone with the animals. So you see that with Mahmid, even by Behema. Rav Sheshat, me'avar le'matzra. What does that mean? Ma'avar le matzra, they explained it, he would put the animals over the river, over the bridge, in order that there should be the water separating between him and the animals. He don't want to make yard with the animals. So he crossed the animals over the bridge. So they were on one side and he was on the other side. Rav Hanan min ha'ardea ikla l'Rav Kahana lefum nara. Okay, Rav Hanan from the Hada'a, he was by Rav Kahana. Hazyad yati v'kagaras, he saw he was learning. V'kayma behema kamen, there was an animal in front of him. Amar le, lo sabal amor afinu im behema. What are you doing? Yehud im behema, you don't hold like that? Amar le, lavadatai. I didn't know, I didn't realize, I was learning, I didn't pay attention. Amar ava mityached adam im shtei yibamot. Oh, now the Gemara will discuss, there's certain ladies that we know have animosity to each other. So therefore, these ladies over here, it's not a problem to make yichud with them, because if one of them commits the avera, the other one is going to go tell on her. The whole logic of being, why is it permissible for one man to be with two ladies? Why is it forbidden for one man to be with two ladies? Because once one gets seduced, the other one's going to get seduced also, and they can they'll cover up for each other, and therefore it's asur. But when these two ladies, they hate each other, so therefore, they're not going to cover up. And therefore, they're going to get him in trouble. Therefore, he's scared to do anything. Because any ladies that have animosity, for example, two yibamot. Now, what is two yibamot? That's two brothers, right? Two brothers, and they're married. The wives of those brothers are called yibamot. Why? Because they're potential tsarot to each other. Yeah. Which is, if one brother dies, so then the other brother has to take that lady, and now she becomes a tzara to his wife. And both ways. So they're called yibamot because they hate each other on the potential that this lady might become my tzara. So she's a potential rival wife. So two yibamot. That means one brother, Uven, has a wife, and someone has a wife. Those wives are called yibamot. So it'd be permissible for a man to be with those two ladies, because they hate each other. So therefore, he's not going to do anything, because if one of them goes, it makes Avera, the other one is going to tell. There's not going to be any cover-ups over here. Good? Dafka when they yibamot. Correct. Correct. When they don't have children, they potentially can become tzarot. Next case, v'im shtet tzarot. That's mamash shtet tzarot. Which means just to stab two rival wives.
guy's married to two wives. We know there's a rivalry automatically, and therefore those are considered two wives that hate each other. Im isha v'hamotah. Okay, we know that there's a rivalry, the Gemara Yebemot says, between a mother-in-law and her daughter-in-law. The reason why they hate each other is because the mother-in-law is concerned that when she dies, all the money is going to go to her son, and she's going to spend all the money that she worked so hard during her life. So therefore, she has a resentment against her daughter-in-law that she's going to spend all the money. And kamayim lepanim. Once already she's hated, so she hates back. So therefore, those two women over there, there's no problem with Yehud with them. Im isha ubat ba'ala. Right. What a lady and the daughter of her husband. The daughter of the husband doesn't like, the daughter of the man doesn't like her father's wife because she feels like she's taking the place of her mother. So therefore there's a rivalry between like the stepdaughter, we'll call that, and the stepmother. Okay? Im isha v'tinoket shiyoda'a ta'am bi'ah ve'en moseret atzma lebi'ah. That's with a lady and a girl, two girls, but she's a tinoket. She's an in-between zone. She knows what bi'ah is. So she knows, meaning when she sees something going on, she knows already it's wrong. Therefore, she'll talk, but she's not of the age that will be moseret herself to be ah. She cannot be seduced to be ah. So therefore, you don't have that problem. Normally, the problem with one man and two ladies is he could seduce both of them, and they'll cover up for each other. This girl over here, she knows what be ah. So therefore, she sees the other girl doing something, she knows it's funny, and she's going to tell. But she's not old enough to be moseret herself to be ah. That we're not worried about him seducing both of them. So therefore, with those two types of ladies, it'll be permissible to make yichud. And she says, "Shiyodaya ta'am bi'ah, kelamar mahi bi'ah shetedal lesapir devarim b'shuk." And she knows enough that she can go tell the story. I saw them doing something that was not nice. Ve'ena moseret atzma lebi'ah mitok kotna. She's still small. Adayin lo labsha yetzer. She doesn't have a yetzer for that yet. Hilkach en kan mishum da'at kalash lo tenu halit patot. She's not easily seduced. Good. Now, what do we say in the Mishnah? Higdilu ziyashim bichtuto. We said, a father can sleep with his daughter, so long as she doesn't get old, so long as she's not old. Or a mother can sleep with her son, so long as he does not get old. Once they get old, then they can sleep together, but bichtut. They have to have their clothes on. So Gemara says, vekama, what's the age? Amar Rav Ada bar Azza, Amar Rav Aseh, Tinoket, a girl, Bat Tisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, 9 years in one day, Tinok, and a boy, Ben Shtem Esir Shana V'Yom Echad. That's the cutoff. After that point, they're already considered Gedolim. So it's 9 in one day for the girl, 12 in one day for the boy. Ika de Amri, Tinoket Bat Shtem Esir Shana V'Yom Echad. So no, Tinoket, 12 in one day, V'tinok ben shlosh v'yom echad. Okay, it's a higher age. Zeh v'zeh kedesh yu shadayim nachon u'serech semeyah. Both agree that it's only talking where she became developed, where she sprouted. Shadayim, she has breasts and things like that, and she has hair. Then already, that's the problem. The question is, what age is that considered a problem? So the first she tests is already if she's 9 and she sprouted like that, that's already a concern. Where already you cannot be alone in the bed without with kirub basar. The other she tests says no, 9 and you see sprouting, that's called shuma. That's a premature development. It's really not considered anything. The real development is not until she is 12 years old. So everybody agrees you need the development of sprouting. The question is what age is considered real sprouting? Amar Afram bar Papa, Amar Af Hasda. And all this is talking about that she's not embarrassed to stand in front of her father without clothes on. Once she gets to the age where she's embarrassed to stand in front of her father without clothes on, asur. That age already means already she knows something's funny, so therefore she has the answer already. So therefore, it would only be permissible with begadim. Right? That's his saying over there. And she says, "Biyadua sheish batam bi'ah." Good.
Very good.
Comes the Gemara and says, Ravaha bar Abba Ikla Leberav Hezda Hatne. I got the story here. Ravaha bar Abba went to Rav Hezda, his son-in-law. So this is his father-in-law. Good. Ravaha bar Abba is the father-in-law of Rav Hezda. He went to Shakle Lebat Barte. He went, he saw his granddaughter. His daughter was married to Rav Hezda. So he took his granddaughter and he put him put the granddaughter on his lap. He was playing around with him, with her. Utbua biknafea. Biknafea, he put him in his lap, like in his bosom, he was holding her. Amar le. So Rav Hezda tells his father-in-law, Lo savar l'amor de mikadsha. Well, don't you know that she's mikudeshed already? I was mikadesh this girl already when she's a katana. Therefore she's eshet ish. What are you doing? What are you doing touching her and putting her on your lap? She's married. You didn't know that I was Mekadesha? So he says, Amar le, avalt lecha aderav. You went against Rav's teaching. The Amar of Yudah Amar Rav, ve'etima Rabbi Elazar, asur le'adam she'kadeshet bito, kishihi ketana, ad she'tagdil v'tomar, b'floni, and you don't say, hey, what are you doing? You went against halakha. Rav says you're not supposed to marry off your daughters when they're ketana. You're only supposed to marry them until they have the age where they can say that they're interested in marrying. So you went against halakha. Understand what happened over here? He says, okay, she's married. When did you marry her off? When she was a ketana. Well, you went against halakha. You don't have to marry a girl off when she's a ketana, even though the Torah says you're allowed. But Rav said you shouldn't, because you should wait till she's old enough to approve. So he says, Mor name avar le adishmuel. Hey, you also going against halakha. You went against Shmuel. Why would Shmuel say that? Mar Shmuel, em shtamshim beisha. That you're not allowed to use a girl to serve you. You're taking her, you're playing with her, using her to serve you. It leads to avera. Amar le ana ki idach deshmuel svira le. I hold like the other opinion of Shmuel, that Amar Shmuel hakol l'shem shamayim. What does that mean? Which means my mind is not on her. I'm doing it to make my daughter feel happy that she sees what I'm playing with my granddaughter. So it makes my daughter happy. I'm not thinking about anything else. And she says, "Ve'en da'tiye achareya lechibat ishut, ela lechibat kurba." I'm playing with my granddaughter just to show chibba. Ula asot korat ruach leima, to make her mother feel good. Kishani mechabebet bita. Therefore, I don't have a problem. And Tosfot says, and that's what we rely on. A grandfather plays with the granddaughter, thing like that. We do that to play with the kids or something like that. That's you're not doing it l'shem ishut and things like that. It's l'shem shamayim, as the Gemara says. Therefore, it's okay.